Time for the KTAR Timeline with Steve Zinsmeister, brought to you by the husband and wife law team of Breyer Law, protecting the rights of the seriously injured in Arizona since 1996.
It's January 14th, and on this day in 1784, the Revolutionary War came to an end. The war between the United States and Great Britain finally came to a conclusion with the signing of the Treaty of Paris. The treaty basically declared the U.S. as free, sovereign, and independent states. It also set boundaries for those states, but those would change later on, obviously. There were other parts of that treaty too, including the granting of fishing rights in certain areas. It also handled all of the war debts on either side and released all of the prisoners of war. Also, did you know that according to that treaty, the U.S. had the right to keep all of the British military equipment that was left in the States? Seems fair, right? But both the U.S. and the Brits were given access to the Mississippi River. Kinda interesting. So the document was actually signed in 1783 in Paris, France, but it wasn't until this day, in 1784, that it was ratified by Congress, ending the Revolutionary War.